Well, we got 1008 on here this morning. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 majestic God we serve. Pastor Butler, putting it in your hands. Go for it. As the Spirit of God leads you, then I'll come in whenever you're done. More grace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning, our pastor. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Good morning, KCC family. We're so glad, amen, to be here in the land of the living. Why? Because the dead does not praise him, neither does any that go down into silence. So therefore, I am totally elated, ecstatic, and motivated. Hallelujah, that's the good word. I'm motivated, amen, to be on this prayer line. Amen. I thank God that I have a desire and a drive, don't you? Don't you thank God that you have a desire to get up out your bed, amen, get your happy hips under this umbrella of anointing so that we can go before his majesty, amen, bless God, and touch the hem of his garment, tap into the vein of revelation knowledge, amen, up under, amen, this wonderful prayer life. Well, we honor the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to go before him and praise. I love to come before him, even before, amen, I get on the prayer line. I want to praise him, thank him. Before I even corporately get with you all, I like to adore him, celebrate him, let him know I appreciate him for breath. Amen. For had he not, amen, breathed the breath of life in our nostrils, regardless of what machine or what abilities you have, it would be insufficient. So let's honor him today first, amen, and praise. Let's, before we ask anything, let's do what is, amen, noble, what is right, amen, and what is required us to do. What is that? In everything, 1 Thessalonians 5 said, in everything to give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ. He didn't say to thank him for everything, amen. I don't thank him for, amen, the tragedies, the hardship, the deaths, amen, the mishaps. No, I thank him while I'm going through him, even in the midst of it, in the midst of the fiery furnace, yet he deserves praise. Why? Because he's God and he never changes. So because he's God and he never changes, let's acknowledge him. Amen. Psalms 103 says, amen, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Why? My soul is my emotions, my passions, my feelings, my intellect, my mind, my decision-making ability lies resident in the soul. So let's command our soul, because he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let's bless him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for being, Lord, our God, for being the King of glory that we know about. You're King eternal, but many don't know it. You're King immortal, but many don't understand it. You're King, Lord Jesus Christ, sufficient and almighty, but there are those who do not know you. Father, so we thank you this morning that we know that you're King eternal and immortal and invisible, and you're our God, you're our King. And we're so grateful this morning that you have chosen us. We didn't choose you. You chose us, and you ordained us that we should bring forth fruit. And one of the fruits we bring forth is the sacrifice of praise. We bless you this morning. Bless the Lord with our emotion. We command our soul. We command our will. We command our passions right now. Our emotions, we set them on you, Father. Amen. We lift you up because you're magnificent and you are magnanimous. You are marvelous and you're altogether worthy of the praise. And for that reason, Father, we open up our mouths and let the high praises of God be in our mouth as a two-edged sword. Thank you this morning, Lord, that you laid us down to sleep, but we awakened because you sustained us. Hallelujah. We honor you. We adore you. We celebrate you. We extol you and we esteem you high. We exalt you because your name is lifted up above the heavens. You said it's high above the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's no other name like your wonderful name. We thank you that you have given us the privilege and the honor to use that name. Hallelujah. Because we are people called for your name's sake. And for that, God, we thank you. We thank you for every one of these men and women, hallelujah, handmaidens of the Lord, these men of valor that are on this prayer line today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you have drawn us from the north, the south, the east, and the west for one purpose, and that is that you are glorified and that we are edified. Hallelujah. We bless you this morning, Father, because you've given us the privilege. Hallelujah. Even as Pastor has said, it is not Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. A strain. It is not Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. A pressure. It is not Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Something that we have to press to do. But in all actuality, it is a privilege. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a privilege to serve you. It's a privilege to know you. It's a privilege to be able to honor you. It's a privilege to bow before our King, to sit before your throne, to be accepted and to the royal Lord Jesus courtyard. It's a privilege. Hallelujah. And we thank you that this morning you stretched out the royal scepter and you told us all to come boldly. Hey, before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Well, Lamb of God, you said you declared the end from the beginning, saying your counsel would stand and you'll do all of your good pleasures. Therefore, Lord, you already know, hallelujah, what we stand in need of before we even ask. And before we ask, we celebrate you, we honor you, and we praise you, Father, that our prayers are answered before we even ask it. For you said in Isaiah, before they called, I would hear them. And while they're yet speaking, I would answer. So, Father, we thank you. That's why we praise you, because you're God, hallelujah, eternal. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. Hallelujah. You are almighty. You are Lord Jesus Christ, all-knowing. You're omniscient. And we praise you for it, Lord. So what shall hey, we render unto you mighty, matchless wonder. Hallelujah for your wonderful works towards us, for your love and kindness and blessed in life. Hallelujah for your tender mercies. Hallelujah for allowing us to taste and see that you're good. What shall we render unto you for all your many benefits unto us, who forgiveth all our iniquities and who healeth all our diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction. You crowneth us with love and kindness and tender mercies. Hallelujah. We bless you because you satisfy, yes, Lord, our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Lord God, hallelujah, you're the one that execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And you know the needs of your people. So what shall we render unto you? God, we'll take the cup of salvation and we'll call upon the name of the Lord. For the Lord is great, hey, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. So we bless you, we honor you, we adore you, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for our leader. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for KCC. Thank you for this church and the impact that it makes on every campus level. Houston, hallelujah, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Charlotte. Thank you for the CCIF partners. Thank you for those, Lord Jesus Christ, online members. Thank you for those that connect. Hallelujah. Bless God. That are traveling on the roadway, that are distance away, but find it, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To respond to the clarion call of God. Hallelujah. And be connected to this ministry. We thank you for that. Thank you for a man of God. Hallelujah. That is not, Lord Jesus, taken with Lord folly and foolishness, but takes it very seriously. Hallelujah. To lead your people. You told us. And Proverbs, hallelujah, 24, to be thou diligent to know the state of thy flock and know the state of the herd. Thank you for, Lord, invading his mind with such a desire and a drive, hallelujah, for people, for Lord, the goodwill of people, for seeing people come to you, for seeing people being elevated from disparity and despondor, hallelujah, and to be lifted up into your majesty's face. Oh, God, we thank you. Continue to bless Prophet Brian Khan. Continue to bless every worker in the ministry that means God. Continue to bless us in the matchless name of Jesus. We honor you for that. We don't take it like this. God, it is a great thing. Hallelujah. Give us to see, Lord, hallelujah, that it's the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. In the name of Jesus. Hey, glory be to God. Oh, bless his name forever. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord stirred me even this morning. Excuse me. Amen. Because the pastor made mention of something the other night with the men, which was very profound. And that is a lot of times the things that we do or fail to do, and even sometimes things we do is because of laziness. Hallelujah. And God, the Lord stirred my heart, amen, to the book of Proverbs chapter 12. And we find these words recorded in Proverbs chapter 12. Hallelujah. And verse number 24, it said, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. In other words, amen, the Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, hallelujah, how they, amen, neither sleep or slumber, they move day and night. In other words, we're praying against the spirit of laziness, and we're asking God to help us to be diligent. That's right. We're praying against the spirit of laziness, slothfulness, which brings about, amen, procrastination. And procrastination is the thief of time. Glory to God. I said procrastination is the thief of time. And many times it comes as a result of being lazy, slothful. And many of us, the reason we don't have what we should have, we are not diligent. We're not persistent. We don't have the drive, the motivation, hallelujah. And we don't have the determination and push beyond our, amen, comfort zone. So lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today I ask you, strengthen me, crown me with a spirit of diligence. Deliver us from laziness in every form. Procrastination, slothfulness, laziness, and excuses. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, you've given us exceeding great and precious promises that by these we should be partakers of your divine nature. And God, you said all the promises of God in you are yea and in you amen. Father, so we now take our position and we acknowledge, Lord, that we failed to do what we should do. Hallelujah, we've given place to the enemy because of our slothfulness, because our spirit of slumber and sleep, because of our negligence and because, Lord Jesus, us procrastinating and putting off. So today we come against the spirit of procrastination and we dismantle that spirit of always putting off later what should be done now. We dismantle that spirit of always looking to do later, hallelujah, what we should do now. Father, so we thank you now that you said the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the sloth of the lazy, hallelujah, the negligent, hallelujah, shall be under tribute. Today we take our hands and we put it to the plow and we don't look back. Give us to be diligent, Father, in our work, diligent in our business. You said, see thou a man diligent in his business, he shall be brought before kings and not before mean men. Father, so we pray. Yes, Lord, we pray today, infuse us, empower us, hallelujah, with the diligence of heaven, with the diligence of the cross, hallelujah, get out that bed you raised in wonder, hallelujah, even now, Father, I come against all those that are laying in the bed And I pray, Lamb of God, stir them, move them to get out of that bed, to walk around, to get on their knees, to make themselves engaged in the pastor. Hallelujah, prayer, so that we don't get up and sleep and slumber. You said to arise out of our sleep. Hallelujah, and Christ shall give us light. Father, so we pray, deliver us from the spirit of laziness and always looking for others to do for us what we should do for ourselves. Father, we thank you for the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that do avail much. And we thank you, Lord God, for two that are better than one. But Father, you have not told us to, Lord, forsake even the portals in the prayer room, hallelujah, for our souls, for ourselves. So I pray, Father, that those that are on this prayer line now, that diligence would arrest them, that diligence would be their portion, that diligence would be infused, hallelujah, as an intervening shot, hallelujah, in every activity that they do this day going forward, that diligence would not allow us to go to bed with our work undone, that diligence would drive us into our Bible, diligence would drive us to repent, hallelujah, when we should, instead of procrastinating, waiting until we feel like it, that diligence would call us, Lord God, hallelujah, to forgive immediately, quickly, swiftly, and let not the sun go down on our wrath. That diligence would cause us to not give place to the devil. Glory to God. Father, God calls us to be diligent, that when we hear the word that is spoken, that we react to it, that we respond to it. Calls us to be diligent, that even when we get the word of God, that we would write it down, that we would put it down as of, oh God, on paper, that we would, Lord Jesus, God, go back and visit it, and let it, Lord, marinate in our spirit, that it would find residency in our soul, that would produce product and produce, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, what it is that it said it's supposed to do, that it would be activated, because, Lord Jesus Christ, we are motivated. Oh, my Savior, whom but a sickle, nistiri be unsilly, bekataya, musta, Father, stir us now, stir that woman now, stir that man now, stir that young man now, stir that young woman now, Father, let diligence, Father, fall in our homes. Let diligence be in our mind. Let diligence not let us, Lord, become lazy, slothful, negligent, and derelict of our spiritual responsibility. Let diligence, hallelujah, be upon our jobs so we don't give the amen boss or our supervisor or others, amen, less on occasion to speak evil against us, hallelujah, by using scripture and not using, hallelujah, we bless out our hands to do everything that's within our might. Hey, come on. Let diligence come upon us so we don't get fired. Let diligence be upon your people today. Bruce the Pataya, in the name of Jesus. Mosha. Kikene. Lubra Setala Mosha. My God, I feel his presence here. Hallelujah. Stir us, Lord, and we will be stirred. Hallelujah. I got one more prayer point that I'm going to hit, amen, and I'm going to revisit it to, amen, bless God, to drive it into our spirit and pray that we will grab a hold to it like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, of course, one familiar passage of scripture with all, amen, familiar with, and that is, amen, bless God, Hebrews 11 and 1. Hallelujah. Come on. I know you can quote it, but I want you to go there if you have your Bibles. Hebrew 11 and 1, quickly. In Jesus' matchless, majestic, wonderful name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him. I'm stirred this morning. Hallelujah. I'm stirred every morning. Glory. Hebrews 11 and verse number 1. We find these words that are eternally recorded. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. And then Lamentations 3:21, he says there, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed." It is of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. "But this I recall to my mind, therefore I have our hope." And then Psalms 119:49 says, "Lord, remember the word that you've given to your servant that caused me to hope." Amen. I want us to, amen, drill that in, because many of you, I'm getting phone call and I hear the bottom line of the distress. You become hopeless, which means you have lost, amen, a confidence or an expectation. You don't anticipate things changing or, amen, being favorable in your behalf. And how can you have faith for something you don't hope for? So lift your right hand. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, today, make me a prisoner of hope, according to Zechariah 9:12. Give me to lay hold as a prisoner of hope. Keep me as a prisoner of hope." Oh, glory, glory. "Keep me as a prisoner of hope." Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now that you said that, Lord Jesus Christ, that hope that is seen is not hope. But, amen, if we hope for that we see not, then do we have the innate ability, hallelujah, and the power to wait for it. So, God, I pray, God, infuse, motivate, renew, and restore, revive the hope of your people. Revive hope in that family. Revive hope in that, Lord Jesus Christ, situation. Revive hope, hallelujah, with that woman, with that man, with that husband, that wife. Revive hope of that child, with the son or the daughter. Revive hope, Lord, hallelujah, with the family members, the nephews. Revive hope about that relationship being built, and Lord, not falling, in the name of Jesus. Revive hope now. Ha-sha. God, in the name of Jesus, hope despite how gloom and doom it may seem and appear to be. Father, that this too will pass. Despite, Lord, the financial situation, we decree, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that hope says weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Father, we thank you for this morning, because there's a fresh mercy. There's a fresh renewal of hope. Hallelujah. Old things are behind us. You said your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Your love and kindness is better than life. Father, what a hope you've given unto us, that, Lord, if we come before you, hallelujah, and we acknowledge our sin, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. What hope you have given unto us, that if we call on you, you would answer us and show us great and mighty things. Let hope, hallelujah, permeate through these lines. Let hope, hallelujah, reverberate through these airways in the name of Jesus, and make us a prisoner of hope. Hallelujah. According to Colossians 1, Father, God calls us, the Lord Jesus, remain prisoners of hope. Hallelujah. In the hope of eternal life, which you have called, and you cannot lie. Make us prisoners of hope. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us be shackled, hallelujah, by hope, that no matter what comes on us, no matter what happens, no matter what we go through, Lamb of God, hallelujah, we already know that, bless God, if you before us, who can, oh glory, be against us? Father, let the hope permeate in the hearts of every leader, everyone that seem to have failed, every preacher on this land right now, that seem like things is not going their way, seem like the bottom has come out of their ministry. Father, hallelujah, shower them with hope. Hallelujah. Cause them to not look down, but to look up to the hill from which cometh the Messiah, my helper. Father, let Lord Jesus hope strengthen that handmaiden of the Lord, despite what our children are doing. God, give them to see that as long as we're joined to the land of the living, there is hope. You said a living dog is better than a dead lion. So as long as we're living, there's hope. Hope that they'll be saved. Hope hope that they'll be renewed, hope that they'll be revived. In the matchless name of our Savior, we love you, we adore you, and we honor you this morning. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
The word of God declares in Psalm 23, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. We are commanding an overflow of increase, an overflow of breakthrough, an overflow of divine relationship. We are commanding an overflow. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the power of the covenant of words, I command an overflow of good things in my life. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Now, get your little hips up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, and command an overflow. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for an overflow. I thank you for an overflow of good things. I thank you for an overflow of favor. I thank you for an overflow of power. I thank you, Lord, that as we lift our voices and pray, that you are sending an overflow of good things. I lift up every individual who is closely connected to me, and I command an overflow. Father, I thank you for an overflow of excellence and an overflow of favor. Father, I thank you that I will not just receive favor, but I will receive an overflow of favor. I thank you that I will not just receive money, but an overflow of money and an overflow of increase and an overflow of promotion and an overflow of opportunities. I command divine opportunities. I decree an overflow of unusual opportunities, opportunities to demonstrate your power, opportunities to witness, opportunities to evangelize, opportunities to show off who you are, opportunities to walk in power and witness. Father, I command an overflow of divine opportunities to show your greatness and your power. Hey, 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 I command opportunities. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for a divine overflow of grace, of increase. Lord, I declare no lack. I declare that no brook will dry up in my life. But Father, I thank you. Halebo. Hobidia, Shereme, Mikanu, Likaleme, Lantalamos, Sanuna, Mananta, Lamadante, Lebelelianda, Labasha. Thank you for an overflow of divine relationship, an overflow of individuals in my life who's been assigned to help me, who's been assigned to bless me, who's been assigned to undergird me. Father, I thank you for an overflow of help. Send help from the sanctuary. Send strength out of Zion. I thank you for a divine overflow. I thank you for an overflow of wealth and an overflow of wisdom and an overflow of intelligentsia and an overflow of ideas. Father, you have the power to grant. Hey, Basha. Ho, Mikandelebe, Yalia, Yaliosa, Shatalamanda. I thank you for an overflow. Obia Sikele Makataya. I thank you for an Obia Shande, Perio Shikanama, Hambi Bibio Sotolomoya, Mami Mimi Ashanta. Hey, hallelujah. Open your mouth and command an overflow. I said, open your mouth. Hey, and command an overflow. Open your mouth and command an overflow. Open your mouth and command an overflow. Hey, Shaba. Hey, Mashara. Hey, Yalabakasha. I command an overflow. I command an overflow. I command an overflow. I command an overflow of blessing, an overflow of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the spirit of lack and the stronghold of just enough is not my portion. But I thank you that I live in the land of more than enough. I thank you that more than enough is my portion. More than enough is my address. More than enough is my landing pad. I thank you that I land in the land of more than enough. And more, shebe. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness is my portion. I thank you that I live in that land. I dwell in that land. I rest in the land of overflow. I thank you that my land overflows with milk and with honey. I command it. You better open your mouth and decree it. There shall be overflow of opportunities, overflow of breakthrough. I command overflow in the life of my husband. I command overflow in the life of my children. I command overflow in the life of my family. Father, in Jesus' name, may there be an overflow of people that are drawn to KCC. May there be an overflow of people who are drawn to this prayer line. May there be an overflow of people who are drawn, hallelujah, to Charlotte, to Houston, to Jacksonville. I command it. I decree it. Send an overflow of help. Send an overflow of pastors. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Hey, hey, hey. Shata. Ha. Mikande. Yeah, bibi ashata. Command an overflow. Command an overflow. Command an overflow of singers. We are commanding an overflow of singers in KCC. Father, send singers. Send singers. Send singers. I command an overflow of singers. I command an overflow of men. I command an overflow of singers. I command an overflow of men. Send an overflow of help. Send an overflow of pastors, of leaders. God, I command it. Send men. Send pastors. Send pastors. Send pastors. I command pastors to come to KCC. I command healthy pastors, anointed pastors, above Oshanda. I command leaders and pastors. Hey, Bashata. And Father, do it today. God, do it today. 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 I praise you in advance. I give you the glory in advance. For overflow, I command overflow. I command overflow. I command overflow. I command overflow. Hoba shakalama yambebebebebe shete letelele bokosha likandele behe libianzo lubianze likalaba shatolomo lufalaba kriseme ankelemo. Now send an overflow of resources. Send an overflow of help. Send an overflow of money. Send it in now. I command money to overflow in the accounts of your people. I command overflow to hit checkbooks. I command overflow to hit our mailboxes. I command overflow, 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 overflow. Send an overflow of success. I command their cups to run over. I command their cups to run over. And they live in the land of overflow. Hey, 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 I feel it. Hey. Shata, yay! You better open your mouth and decree it, because it's coming. Halamo shata, hina mama mamanda labasa, hidi di okoshe, and hidi alamanda, and it is so. Ebe, ebe, oba, oba babaya, ya babaya ya ya. My God, elemo sukula mashata, handelelebe shete. Y'all listen to me. You are entering a season of divine favor. You are getting ready to be more blessed than you've ever been before. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Ephesians chapter 1. But you are getting ready to see an abundance of blessing like you have never seen before. The clouds are emptying over you, and God is favoring you with opportunities to demonstrate his power, opportunities to show him off, opportunities to flex his muscles, opportunities to throw his weight around. There's coming an overflow of it. There's coming an overflow of opportunities. Hey, Sheba, hello, Bian Kalaba, Yankiri Mikikose, yay, Yerebo Shata, an overflow. He's sending an overflow of opportunities, an overflow of divine favor, an overflow. It's coming. Yike, Yake, Yankaman Shakuna. Lelele bebe anshata. Kaya, handala hobia. Yebao, yo bibi ahosa. Ya kalamandi didi ashata. Hey, in the name of Jesus. All right, we got to go, but we must do it this morning because God said it. Everybody get to that Cash App right now. Psalm 23 and 5. We are sowing a seed, every one of us. My God, and I want you all to know that whenever I challenge you to sow, I sow. Amen. I sow to my pastor. He don't even know what money be coming to him for. But I'm believing this thing. There's an overflow. Da ba bo 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 sha ba sha ba. Dollar sign PBCJR $23.05. Sow your seed now as that anointing is flowing. And look for checks today. Look for an overflow of opportunities today. Look for an overflow of resources today. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know, that opportunity is getting ready to run you down like you ain't never seen, and it's going to happen today. I said today. I said today. Bashe, yebe, yeshelema, lankala Messiah. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. Opportunities to bless them that curse you. Opportunities, oh God, for relationships to be restored. There's an opportunity coming. I said there's an opportunity coming. God's going to give you an opportunity to make some things right. He's going to give you an opportunity to repair some relationships. He's going to give you an opportunity. Amen. To demonstrate and to show off his power. Opportunities are coming. And it's an overflow of it coming. I said an overflow of opportunity. You can look for a check in the mail today. I command an overflow of checks. I command an overflow of money. I command an overflow of unusual money hitting accounts, wondering where it came from. Hey, 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 open your mouth. Lift your voice. Mashallah. While you sowing your seed, command an overflow. While you putting your seed in the ground, decree an overflow. Obey. Boko bo 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 kusha. Mambe be 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 sita. Indiri andala bakai. Loko lobo kubasha lama andala kasaya. Zevonde leki talamando. You are blessed this morning. You are anointed. You are favored, and you cannot be stopped. I'm challenging everybody right now, $PBCJR, or you can go to the website, briancarn.com, or Haramo Shikeme Menkanini Miki Kanzo Holy Biashata, or you can go mail it in at P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239, or you can give it at the $ Kingdom City Culture, or you can give it on the app. But whatever you need to do, sow this seed today and command an overflow. Ha! Shaba! Ha! Ebo Shababa! Yay! Ebo Shakalamanda! Inanalabasha! Command an overflow of scholarships for your children. Command an overflow of opportunities for your son and your daughter. Command an overflow. Command them to be overwhelmed with opportunities of greatness and excellence. Command an overflow of opportunities for your business. People are calling on your business today. People are looking for you today. People are searching you out today. Father, I thank you for an overflow of phone calls concerning the ideas that you place. Hey, 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 I command an overflow. I decree an overflow. Hey, Marabashata, Le Mandelebe Korobosita, Roboku Mandelebe La Babaya. We command it. And we decree it. And it shall be, even as you have said, even as you have spoken. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. If you said it, shall you not do it? If you spoke it, shall you not make it good? I command overflow. I command overflow. I command overflow, and I command it now. We command it now. We decree it now and declare that it shall be in Jesus' name. You are blessed. You are anointed, and you are favored. Watch today be an unusually great day. You have the prayer point. Pray them all day. And some of you are saying, well, Brother Carl, what do you mean when you say pray them all day? Every time you get an opportunity, command it. Every time you get an opportunity, keep it before you. Remember, as a man thinketh, so is he. So you stay in that vein. Continue to declare it. Continue to decree it. Continue to speak it. And know that it shall happen all day. Habasha lebobobo kotalamanda. Command it, O.C. Command it. Command it. In the life of your children, command your faith to be stirred. Command yourself to become a prisoner of hope all day. Command it and decree it that you will not be discouraged. You will not be cast down. Amen. Command that, decree that, and you will see God do the impossible. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. I'll see you. Hallelujah. At 6 o'clock for prayer. All churches are open for prayer. As always, I look forward to seeing you. More grace.